This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. These are portions of a letter I recently wrote to an individual on the topic of whether the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary could have pre-existed the conception of her body. The points that are covered also apply to and refute the general idea that souls pre-exist the conception of their bodies. First, the idea that souls pre-exist their bodies is contrary to tradition. Examples of this point are found in the Canons Against Origen. The idea that the Lord Jesus Christ's soul pre-existed was specifically condemned in those canons during the reign of Pope Vigilius. For instance, Canon 2, quote, "If anyone says and holds that the soul of the Lord pre-existed and was united to God the Word before his incarnation and birth from the Virgin, let him be anathema," end quote. Jesus Christ's divine nature always existed, but his human soul, which is part of his created human nature, did not pre-exist. If the position that Christ's human soul pre-existed is condemned, it follows that the same condemnation would apply to the position that the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary pre-existed. Second, it's de fide that the rational soul is the form of the human body, Council of Vienne. Each soul is created simultaneously with and for infusion into a human body, a human being a composite of body and soul, Fourth Lateran Council. Thus, a pre-existent soul of Mary, could it exist, which it could not, would not be a human soul, but something else. Trent teaches that as a consequence of original sin, man was changed in body and soul for the worse, decree on original sin. If Mary's soul had been created prior to the creation of her body, she wouldn't have been preserved from all the effects of original sin in soul and body from the first instant of her conception. Moreover, prior to the definition of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Alexander VII, in describing the position of the Immaculate Conception, presupposed that the existence of the soul of the Virgin and its immunity from the stain of original sin began with its infusion into the body. Quote, "The faithful of Christ who believe that her soul, from the first instant of its creation and infusion into the body, was preserved immune by a special grace." These facts show that the soul of Jesus Christ did not pre-exist and that the soul of the Virgin Mary did not pre-exist. It follows that the notion that any human soul pre-existed is false and contrary to Catholic teaching.